The opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program. Every week.
Thank you for that, Travis.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome.
My name is Mark Kent, and you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. And today is Sunday, October. August.
Oh, boy.
Maybe I'm seeing into the future. It's August 29th, 2021.
Well, that time went
by fast. I'll tell you what, it almost feels like it's October the way the year is flying by. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, a ball of endless energy, and a movable object, an unstoppable force in nature, slayer of snowflakes. She'd heard more BS than any Board of Supervisors meeting ever.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the kid that rocks around the clock faster than speeding internet connection, more powerful than high-speed download, a 10th-degree black belt and ram, Cyber Dave Johnson.
Good morning, everybody.
And the guardian of the magic button of silence, the librarian of upper the time, Bannon Breaks, keyboard weaponry specialist, and producer extraordinaire, Travis!
Yeah. That was pretty good, Travis.
Okay,
now that we've got all that out of the way.
Whoa!
Do we have any announcements? I know I've got Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating.
Yeah.
530-605-9575, licensed and bonded. I guess I'm going to be tongue-tied today. Anything else over there?
Well, I wanted to mention about our fundraiser that we had last night. It was a wonderful event. I want to thank everybody that attended and helped support the recall effort. Also, to let everybody know that we do have enough signatures.
Uh-oh. Ret-row rang.
For guess who? For Leonard Modi. Come on down. You're the first one we're going to...
I learn real slow, but I learn real good.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And I have to give a shout-out again to all the people that are out there canvassing, walking,
yes,
tabling. I mean, if it wasn't for all the, you know, patriots out there, this wouldn't happen, and I think the other people didn't think that we could pull it together, but you know what? We got a big, powerful force behind us.
Yeah.
It's great to see everybody working hand in hand.
Gird your loins! It's really true, especially there's been quite a bit of adversity in this endeavor from the beginning in a lot of different ways. You know, being attacked, being called everything, the ads that have been running against us, Shasta mm-hmm. Coward, I mean Forward. And, you know, I mean, these guys have been lying about everything.
And they're always trying to, you know, discredit everybody. And you know what? It's going across all lines. No, we don't do that.
No.
And it has made it so much nicer, whether it's the medical community, whether it's the regular community businesses in our local community, wherever, people are realizing what's going on, and they're seeking for the truth.
And the truth matters.
And the Constitution, too.
I'm starting to talk like Joe Joe Biden. Stop it now! Yeah, boy, what a news cycle this week, huh, Dave? I mean, good grief, how fast can... I don't even know what to put on anymore. It's like I go through a list of about 30 things every Sunday and try to prioritize what I think is going to be the most important thing to get out there. It's tough.
Well, and honestly, right now, for me, this stuff that's in Afghanistan right now, this is 9/11 times 10. I'm not even kidding. You have right around 2,600 people that died in 9/11. You have close to around 20,000 Americans that are being left behind in Afghanistan. Based upon a lot of the reports that I'm hearing, the White House themselves admitted it's 10,000. So even right there, that's five times worse. Not to mention the fact that we had the Air Force base that we just up and abandoned out there in the middle of the night without telling any of our allies what's going on, what's happening at all. You have Parliament that says they will not do any joint task force operations with us again as long as Biden and Harris are in office.
I have a list here of what we left.
Yeah,
it's, you know, not even counting the people, just the you know, 85 billion, that's with a B, people, 85 billion worth of U.S. military equipment to the Taliban. They now rank 26th in the global Air Force strength thanks to Joe Biden.
They have more Black Hawks than 86% of the world now.
They've got 2,000 armored vehicles, including Humvees and MRAPs, 75,989 total vehicles with a range of Ford Rangers, Ford Vans, Toyota pickups, armored security vehicles, etc. 45 UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters, 50 Scout attack choppers, Scan Eagle military drones, 30 military version Cessnas, 4 C-130s, 29 Brazilian-made A-29 Super Tucano ground attack aircraft, 208 plus aircraft total, at least 600,000 small arms. Mm-hmm. That would include M16s, M249s, SAWs, M24 sniper system, 50 calibers, grenade launchers, miniguns, Gatling guns, ammunition, 61,000 rounds, 20,000 grenades, howitzers, mortars, and thousands of rounds, 162,000 pieces of encrypted military communication gear, 16,000 night vision goggles, newest technology in night vision scopes, thermal scopes, and thermal mono goggles.
And mind you, real quick, some of that tech that you just mentioned there contains the retinal scans and fingerprints of the people who worked with us and aided us over there in Afghanistan for the last 20 years.
You know, along with the list of who they were that they gave them.
Mm-hmm.
If this isn't aiding and abetting and treason, I'm not sure what is.
No, I think people need to have an understanding here because, you know, it's been kind of great watching the country just fall and collapse and just completely go away from every American value that we have. But now at this point, if you still support this president, you are the problem. You literally have unfolding before your eyes a situation to where we, the United States, welded the gates of the airport shut with Americans on the other side. We, the United States, handed a list of our American citizens who I now have...
And Afghani citizens, too, that helped Americans.
And I have information that the Taliban is turning them away and not letting them at the airport. Now, they're trying to say that it's ISIS-K, like whatever the heck that is. It's Special K without the box.
Well, give me just a second. Remember it was ISIS? But remember how Obama would say ISIS? He would say ISIL with no explanation? Because those were his forces that they armed. He was kind of resentful that we had, you know, calling them terrorists.
Well, and to that point, all right, so we're expected to believe that suicide bomber that went through, that we already had intel from British Special Forces more than 24 hours beforehand, we're expected to believe that suicide bomber was not working with the Taliban, yet went through two Taliban checkpoints before he got there and blew up 13 U.S. Marines and 60 civilians and several other casualties to the tune of hundreds of people that got injured in that.
He was invisible.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Well, and if you didn't see this coming with Joe Biden, you're kind of an idiot. I mean, history repeats itself. We've been here before.
Joe, bite me.
I'm just saying, if we look back in history, this isn't the first time this has happened, folks.
I want to play a little tune here if I can get Travis's attention. Are we hooked up?
Hey, Travis.
I got you guys.
Okay, very good. Okay, here we go. This is in honor of our fearless leader. Let's see.
Oh, how this country has gone straight to hell. Just go and come on, dead at the hell. He must do something other presidents didn't do. He was embarrassing this country and cheated me and you. Biden looks so good in jail. He and Kamala can go straight to hell. Biden looks so good in jail. He and Kamala can go straight to hell. He must have hired some help from abroad to ship in those ballots to accomplish his fraud. The GOP did nothing that I wouldn't do. Grassroots are doing what they could not do. Biden looks so good in jail. He and Kamala go straight to hell.
Yeah, I think that kind of says it all. Well, maybe not all, but I think enough. Yeah.
This stuff over there is so much worse than the news will report. I mean, they said the Taliban was sending out tear gas to disperse the people there at the airport. No, they issued a correction on it 3 minutes later that said it was the U.S. that did it.
The news reports the news?
It's
the assumption that the news reports the news.
Right here, as of today, Washington Examiner. U.S. handed out blank copies of visas in Afghanistan, setting terrorists up. Ex-FBI agent. A former FBI agent who tracked counterterrorism cases warns that terrorists in Afghanistan stand a high chance of being able to walk right into the U.S.-bound planes as a result of the Biden administration dissemination of blank visa papers throughout the country.
Wow.
But don't worry, we're only leaving our people behind and getting all these people out. Not to mention back in 2016 when we were running the election over there, we ended up having a great idea to put people's religion on their passports. So you have people like Glenn Beck who've been working this entire time to try to get people out, these Christians out, who are over there with Christian marked on their visa where they're going to be executed when the Taliban ends up finding them. I mean, these people are not okay people. They're not, hey, cool that the Taliban's coming back. They're the moderates that Joe Biden was supposed to be. That's not who the Taliban is. These people, if you do not believe in the Quran, will behead you. If you're a woman and you're driving a car, they'll behead you. If you're a man and you like other men, they'll behead you. I mean, these are the kind of people that these are.
Well, and let me play another little clip here. This is from NSMB, LSD, one of them. I'm not sure which one it is. But this kind of says it all. So this is what their focus is on, on terrorism. Okay? Are we ready to go, Travis? All right, here we go. This is Lester Dolt. And let's see what he's got to say about the threat, the terror threat.
Terror alert has been issued by Homeland Security tonight. Pete Williams is here. Pete, what do we know about this?
Well, DHS says this new terrorism advisory is not based on any actual threats or plots, but it says there's a rise in anti-government rhetoric. Some of it is opposition to COVID public health rules like mask and vaccine measures. Some calls for violent action are based on claims of election fraud or a belief that Donald Trump can be reinstated. And DHS says the coming 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks and religious holidays later this year could be catalysts for violence. The last terror advisory was issued in May. It expired today. This new one says domestic extremism remains a threat priority. So it's important to know that this is not based on any threats. This is based on analysis of the threat picture, not on any imminent warning that something could happen here. The last of these terrorism advisories was issued in May, and it expired today. So this is really, in essence, a renewal and update of it. Homeland Security says there are several concerning factors. There's continuing grievances over COVID restrictions, which has stirred up a lot of opposition. There's the continuing efforts by foreign influencers to try to stir up trouble in the U.S. There's the coming 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, with Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula now once again sort of firing up its propaganda machine. And there are approaching religious holidays and the opening of school and the possibility of school shootings. So for all those reasons, DHS says this is the terror threat picture that we face. But again, it's not a warning that there's attacks that they know of. It's more of, here's the threat picture. That's why we're continuing this advisory.
So let me get this straight. The biggest terror threat is people who don't want COVID restrictions, who think that their vaccines mandated are against the Constitution, against freedom, against liberty, against the very fiber that is America. If you don't believe that the election was handled properly, if you think that there was fraud involved, if you think that Joe Biden stole the election by, using machines and the counts and fraudulent ballots. And
if you ask questions.
I was going to say, if you ask any questions.
Now,
and you're a Christian too, right?
So totalitarian regimes, normally those are founded by the inability to speak out. It's normally you are going to get reported by your neighbor, or you're incentivized to report your neighbor if you have wrong think. That's normally what tracks a totalitarian regime.
You racist.
Right now, when you look at our schools and our universities, they'll kick you out if you say something that they disagree with.
Oh, yeah, you're a racist, yeah. Automatically.
That sounds like higher learning.
Yeah, anytime you disagree with these guys, you're a racist. It's a smear, you know, which they are the smear masters. That's all they do. They come back with nothing but smears and name-calling. They never talk about the actual policies. They never talk about the threat to your liberties. They never talk about, when it's in their best interest, it's, my body, you know, my choice. But when it's in the government's best interest of becoming Marxist or socialist, no, that doesn't apply in this case. No, because it's for the good of everybody. What?
Well, let's talk about wrong think for a minute. So we have this guy right here. Lieutenant Colonel Scheller said the people are upset because senior leaders let them down and none of them are raising their hands and accepting accountability or saying, we messed this up. Did any of you throw your rank on the table and say, hey, it's a bad idea to evacuate Bagram Airfield, a strategic airbase, before we evacuate anyone? Did anyone do that? And when you didn't think to do that, Did anyone raise their hand and say, we completely messed this up, he asked. Potentially all those people did die in vain if we don't have senior leaders that own up and raise their hand and say, we didn't do that well in the end. Well, for saying that in this viral video, this guy who was working for our military for 17 years, he's relieved of duty.
I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that whole thing. Yeah. So in other words, get rid of anybody who disagrees with the hierarchy, which is, you know, fast becoming a dictatorship.
Who disagrees with the idiots? I mean, that airbase was literally three times the size of the airbase we're trying to currently get people out. Right now, the airbase we're currently trying to get people out is literally surrounded by all of our enemies. We have checkpoints, like I was saying, two Taliban checkpoints leading up to this place where we're trying to evacuate our U.S. citizens when we had a completely defensible airbase that was three times larger we could have had everybody go to and not have any of this mess. I mean, honestly, if you were trying to make it to where we have to go back in there, this is what it would look like.
And at that airbase, they pulled out in the middle of the night, if I know correctly.
That is correct.
Yeah, they took everything in the middle of the night, and abandoned it.
And then not to mention, Glenn Beck with the Nazarene Fund literally flew over there as this was happening. They raised $30 million, chartered their own airplanes, got people on those airplanes, had these refugees who had Christian on their passport literally on the airplanes, ready to go to countries not the United States who were willing to accept them, but they only wanted a letter from our State Department stating that they were not getting in the way by receiving these people in. However, our State Department would not issue it. In fact, we had reports of our CIA and our State Department sending planes back into the country, into the dangerous zones. I mean, this is... Can you tell I'm a little upset?
You think? Yeah. And in the meantime, it's our fault! It's our fault.
It's our fault. Yeah. Trump's fault. Don't forget Trump.
Better not leave Trump out of this. He caused all this.
Yep.
You know, it's our fault because we believe in freedom and we believe that we should have a right to a choice over our body and we have the right to have fair elections and we have the right to worship as we choose. But we're the problem because somehow it's connected to some conspiracy theory that probably, goes deep down into the Constitution and all the way back to Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. They're the problem.
Yeah.
These guys are freaking idiots.
What about our allies? What's this going to do with our allies that we're in this with?
Parliament already said they're not doing any joint task force projects with us at all until Biden and Harris are out. That was on Parliament floor. They ended up saying that.
Yeah.
And so when you end up looking at that at the same time as China's looking to move on Taiwan, get ready to grovel to China for your cell phone. Get ready to grovel for any chip, silicon, or capacitors because guess what? They're going to take it. And there's nothing we can do to stop it. And we have just alienated ourselves from every single one of our allies to the tune of colossal proportions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once China does that, they will be in control of all of the silicon, all the semiconductors, and all of the chips that are created.
And everybody's extremist except the extremists.
Oh, of course. And the people that are not real happy with the government right now are the problem.
Yeah, they're the problem. They're the extremists. It's not the right, it's the right-wing radicals, not the left-wing bomb throwers that burn towns and cities and in the name of social justice, and point fingers at everybody in sight that they're the problem. Well, they're the ones doing the burning, the name calling, avoiding the Constitution, breaking the law, don't follow the rule of law, do whatever they're told, groupthink. They don't question anything. It's just idiotic. These guys are absolute morons.
You think?
Well, and during all this, too, where was Kamala? Where was Biden? When Biden was asked on it and pressed on it, he just gets mad at the people that asked him the questions.
Did you see him up there? He folded up. He's like, the guy's not all there to begin with, and who's his handler? And, we'll find that out at some point, too. But these guys are idiots. They're absolute idiots, And they're going to be the first ones. They're going to be the first ones crying when it affects them directly, when their stuff gets taken, when they lose their property, when they don't have anything to live on, when there's no food in the streets. It's going to be everybody's fault but their own.
They literally just set fire to the Middle East. How long do you think it's going to be before that same equipment is used on Israel? How long do you think it's going to be before? I mean, you had 200 judges and Supreme Court judges over there who were women judges that we didn't think to get out. And then as soon as the Taliban gets in, they go and let out all these people that these women arrested and set them free. Do you honestly think those people are not going to go out there and kill them for being a woman that dared to tell a man what to do?
That's different. That's different because we should refer to our local news sources that know everything except they get everything wrong and they don't report anything that's truthful.
I mean, to understand my frustration, I watched these videos. I've been living this and looking at all of this information. I've seen the parents throwing their babies over the barbed wire and the babies getting caught in the barbed wire because they're so terrified of the Taliban coming. I've watched the videos of fathers shooting their daughters so that they don't have their 12-year-old girl be taken as a sex slave to one of these people. I've watched the videos of these parents giving their kids away. Dude, this is awful.
Yeah, but they're the problem because they're the extremists. Right?
I'm speechless.
Yeah, I know. Right. Let's go to our caller.
We do have a caller. We've got Siskiyou Steve on the line. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, hello. Good morning. Good morning, yes. This is
What you got?
Well, if you will, it's about the God consciousness. You know, we've been fighting this battle for over how many years? 50, 60, 70, lately 10 years, you know, but some of us have been aware of what's been going on for many, many, many decades. But nobody has really, and myself included up until recently, has realized the power of their God consciousness. And, you know, I don't know how much they had that back when they were instating the Constitution, but it was about the divine insurrection of God into the Constitution, and they were all Christian people back then. I don't profess to be Christian. The Bible says, you are me and so much more. It also says to never question your belief in me. So I've been on that study for 30-some years and developed quite a spiritual background and program to enlighten myself to a higher self, a higher state of consciousness, to where the power and the energy of that consciousness is magical. And if we put, and this is exactly what, you know, they are fighting against, is the good in all of us. And they're putting up the evil against our unknown because we don't use our God consciousness. But if every one of us across the world, which is happening, we are in the age of Aquarius, we are awakening, but we need to bring this more prevalent to everyday thought and every minute thought, that God is in charge and we just let that happen other than doing our footwork. We got to do our footwork. But, you know, God, the sheriff, the Constitution, those are our that's our battle.
Yeah.
Every in the local politics, and that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
for your time. All right, thanks for calling in. Yeah. We appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. So I am a Christian, and I'll just say this for a little bit. Revelation, it ends up talking about in the last days, good will be called evil, and evil will be called good.
You must be reading my mind, because that's what these guys are doing. Evil is good. You know, it's like good. If there weren't for evil, there'd be no good.
Well, and this is what we see across the board right now, that these people are, they're evil. They are doing evil, and they are calling it good.
Yeah.
And
it's
actually,
so
the Bible says, too, it says, test all things and hold to that which is true. The Bible is an open document. It wants you to question. It wants you to see. It wants you to do your own research.
Right.
And this is what these people don't want you to do.
Of course not, because they killing babies is good, and freedom is bad. I mean, that's really what they're saying.
Yeah, but they don't do anything that's good. Nothing.
Well, because these guys, they go to college, they've been educated stupid, they all got degrees that they come out of with it. Oh, I got a degree, a master's in gender study. And then they find out that, there's nobody that wants to hire me for that, so now I can't make any money. And I'm smarter than everybody else because they told me at school, and I got a degree in this, and I got a degree in social justice. And they come out here and they find out in the real marketplace it's completely useless, so they can't find any work, and they think they should be getting paid tons of thousands of dollars, so everybody's stupid, so they're angry at the world, and they're angry at the world, so that must be everything that's going on now, capitalism, the Constitution, freedom, it's all bad because I got a degree that's useless and I can't even make a freaking living.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
So with that, we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Thank you. healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. You know, I want to ban these guys from the chat room, Travis. I've had enough of their stupid crap. Get rid of them.
I don't even want
to. Okay. They're idiots, and it's all it is you know, BS that they just want to try to throw stones and start an argument. They're the guys that, you know, throw things from the keyboard, but, you know, you get out here in the street in front of them, and they're like, oh, please, you're so violent. Leave me alone. They're freaking cowardly kids, you know. It's just ridiculous. All they want to do is start trouble and start fights.
Not surprising. Not surprising. Hey, before we go on, of course, like they announced in the earlier program about us being able to broadcast tomorrow, we are doing a different show along with this. And I want to give the place for people to go.
Yeah, get him out of there too, Travis. Same ilk.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay. So there was people in the chat room that was trying to type it in for the podcast, for the show tomorrow, for the listeners. You have to do AMS hyphen media.com / mountaintopmedia.com / hashtag or pound sign.
Right.
And that will help you get in there. And then I think after we're on the air tomorrow, there will be a number that we can give out for people to call in.
Sure.
I don't have that right now. And then there's other platforms that they can go to as well. There will be Facebook, YouTube, and things like that. But so
Good.
Just to give an update because they were having a hard time finding it in the chat room.
Well, we'll get that all squared away as time goes by. We're still getting things done. You know, tomorrow will be the first podcast, and you know, we'll start getting it all squared away. As far as I'm concerned on KCNR, these guys are permanently banned. I'm done. These guys, all they do is want to start fights and call names and throw out their little social justice BS, you know, like they're some kind of frickin', you know, intellectual mind, I don't know, man. They're just so stupid. It's retarded.
And because you guys are the host.
Yeah,
I'm done. I'm doing what you guys are paying.
Thank you.
I'm working for you. So
every
time your show starts, I'll ban them for
they're done.
Hours.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done with them. All they want to do is disrupt and try to pick a fight. Okay, because they're so brave on a keyboard.
I don't even give them any attention.
Honestly,
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, but it's our show. You know, I don't want to give them any attention. They don't need any press. They don't need any media. You know, let them go back to the news cafe and they can, you know, make up all their BS and have it printed over there. And anybody who wants to read it, fine. But we're paying for this show. And I don't want them here anymore because it's just absolute ignorance. They are so ignorant and so stupid and so condescending to anybody that disagrees with them. You can't have an argument. You know, my dad used to say, a fool only argues with a fool. That's what you're doing. These guys are in the chat room, you know, just throwing rocks.
Well, and it's all verifiably false.
Sure.
I glanced over it once we started banning them, and the stuff that they're throwing out there, like you said, it's just to bring people in. But I think the best thing to do with folks like this is ignore them or ban them one way or the other.
Yeah, well, they're banned. As far as I'm concerned, it's a permanent ban.
All right, and with that, we have a caller on the line. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning again to
hey, what you got?
KCNR. Anyway, I made some comments this morning on Travis's show, and I may have stepped on him a little bit because I think he had some other things to say. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this pullout that they've had, this is a planned event. And they planned to leave all that military equipment that you guys just talked about a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Obama, this is Obama's third term as far as I'm concerned because they got O'Biden, as they call him, in there, and he is mentally incapable, and I think his vice president, Harris, is the same thing. But anyway, they've left this stuff there on purpose because Obama is a Muslim, and there was talk about the Muslim Brotherhood going in and out of the White House on a daily basis when Obama was president. So they're leaving this stuff on hand because Obama, what did he do, take a plane load of money over and give it to them? He also let our Navy SEALs get shot out of the air, and it could have been prevented. And after they did it, they were denied to go take the people out that did that. And another thing, he is also would not let our military over there fire first on those people, and they knew what they were going to do. So they had to be fired on first, and when they were fired on, then they could fire back. Well, those Taliban shooters are just as good a shot as anybody, so that meant that one of those soldiers or Marines or whoever it was either got killed or got wounded. And so this is, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm listening to a lot of people talk, and boy, people are, well, I can't say it, but they're irritated.
They're more than irritated, and they rightfully so.
Yes, they are. But, I mean, there's people that are saying different things. And it would not surprise me in the least some morning to wake up to hear Sue in the morning or somebody say that Nancy Pelosi has just been taken out or somebody else has just been taken out. I mean, people are they are livid.
Yeah, but you know, there's such thing as righteous anger. That's what these guys don't get. You know, it's like if you just keep taking our rights away, you keep infringing on our freedoms, you keep poking the bear. When the bear fights back, all of a sudden the bear's the bad guy.
Well like they said in the chat room too. You know, it's clear now. They're not our friends. This is crystal clear to the people.
Absolutely
enough.
Spot on, sis. They are the enemies of freedom. They are the enemies of the people. They are the enemies of a free society. And they're the enemies of the Constitution.
That's exactly it. That's what people are saying. And some of the people are saying, you know, they're never going to give us our rights or our freedoms back. We're going to have to take them back like the founding fathers.
There
did.
Are rights. These are our God-given rights. They can't take them from us in the first place.
The only way that we can lose our rights is if we give them away freely.
This is the thing. This is the thing people need to understand. You have a right to free speech, because even if I have a gun to your head and say, I'm going to pull the trigger if you turn around and say one more word, you know what you can do? Say one more word.
Right.
That's the reason why it's a God-given right. You can't take it away. When you end up looking at what they're doing and how one-sided this thing is, okay, would it be an extremist action to call our Supreme Court officials and say that they are right-wing extremists? Would that be extreme? Because Bill de Blasio just did that. How about this? We literally have this from yesterday. A group of right-wing extremists just decided to throw families out of their homes during a global pandemic. This is an attack on working people across our country and city. New York won't stand for this vile, unjust decision. All right, well, that sounds like a lot of extremist vitriol to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Very
okay,
good.
Okay, well, I thank you for your program. I just wanted to say a few things because I believe in what Travis was saying, and I think that, boy, things very well may could happen because people are just getting
fed
up, getting irritated, to say the least.
Getting
so
fed
anyhow,
up.
I thank you for your program.
All right, thank you, Ron, for calling in, Ron. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I got a clip. We're going to go to Terry here, but I got a clip from Bill de Blasio talking about how we got to get by and get this other piece of this thing going in here so that everybody's mandatory vaccinated, so we can get all your kids from, you know, 5 to 12 and 12 and up and get them all jabbed and back in school.
Well, in Australia now is building up camps. They're talking about having 8 shots per year. They're talking about booster shots in every 5 months mandatorily.
But that's for your own good. That's for your own good.
Well,
this
will
go as far as you let it go.
Yeah. But you want to know what they're doing locally, too? Is they're actually asked to get in the hospital. They're actually asking for you, if you're vaccinated, then proving if you're vaccinated, and then they're writing your information down.
We're going to talk about AB 455 today as well, which is a bill that's being amended.
Where's the HIPAA laws and stuff with that?
Yeah.
What right do they have to take your information
Let's talk
down?
About 8 months ago. It was racist to ask anyone for ID. Now, not only in New York specifically, not only do you need to provide ID, you also need to provide your vaccination card. And were you all really that stupid? Were you that
this
naive?
This is an IQ test. Yeah. You think that this is not being used politically? Is COVID-19 real? Sure. So is the flu. So is the cold.
The Black Death killed one-third of all of the population.
BS.
When you end up looking at what an actual pandemic looked like versus this, I mean, yeah, it's a virus that was made in the Wuhan lab by all credible sources that appear.
And if you get it and you get immunity, you now have a high probability of having an adverse reaction to the shot. We're going to go there, but let's go to our caller first before we go.
He's off.
Is he off?
Well, all right, he'll probably call back.
So,
in that regard, as of the 27th, follow the science. Study shows prior COVID infection confers greater immunity than vaccine. A new study published by Science Magazine is shedding more light on the way our bodies react to the COVID-19 virus, claiming those with prior infections have greater immunity than people given the vaccine.
Yes.
Weird. All right.
Well, I got a clip here to play. And this is from the War Room. This is Steve Bannon. And he's talking to, you know, Dr. Malone, who is the inventor of the
mRNA.
Thank you. And this is what he's saying about the approval that just was supposed to happen on the vaccine, the FDA approval. So let's play this. This is a couple minutes, and I think this is enlightening. You know, and the stuff that we're playing is all verifiable. Okay, you know, you could sit there and go, well, it doesn't matter what anybody says. Well, what about the guys that invented the thing? What about the guys that are administering the thing? What about all the medical personnel that don't want to take the shot? They're just all crazy, right? I guess the consent of the governed doesn't matter anymore, right? Is that what it is? So we don't matter anymore as long as we do what we're told by the government, right?
Apparently Bill de Blasio can call our Supreme Court terrorists.
Okay.
Because what is an extremist right now?
Anybody that disagrees with the left and the communists And the what's that? What's that?
I don't know. We just had some weirdo walk by.
Some topless guy just walked by.
I don't know what he was doing.
Wow. if I can say, his nipples were connected by a chain.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm playing this clip now. Okay. Here we go. This is Steve Bannon.
I'm confused because of what CNBC and everybody's running around with Pfizer. When you look at the letters, the way you've broken them apart, these two letters, they've actually, and I want to go back to what you said about the data, there's really no data, but they've authorized the use of a vaccine. Does that vaccine currently exist? If I want to walk down, not that I'll do it, but if I want to walk down to the doctor today and get a vaccine, can I actually get the one that, quote unquote, has this kind of sketchy, shady FDA approval? Is that available right now, to the best of your knowledge, sir?
It's absolutely not available. So the little trick that they've done here is they have issued two separate letters for two separate vaccines. The Pfizer vaccine, which is what is currently available, is still under emergency use authorization, and it still has the liability shield. Once again, the mainstream media has lied to you. I'm sorry to say that. I know it's a shock to this readership. But the product that's licensed is the BioNTech product, which is substantially similar but not necessarily identical. It's called Comirnaty. I think that's how it's pronounced. And it's not yet available. They haven't started manufacturing it or labeling it. And that's the one that the liability waiver will no longer apply to. So the one that's actually licensed is not yet available. And when it does become available, it will no longer have the liability shield. In the interim, the one that does have the liability shield is the Pfizer product, and that's what's currently available, and it's still under emergency use authorization. So that's no change. Okay. The press has just not done their work and figured out what's actually going on here.
Fine, but that's what we have geniuses like you. I just want to make sure something's clear to the audience. And we're trying to be fair to the FDA and this whole process, this CCP virus. The emergency use authorization as it currently stands by the FDA for Pfizer does not allow its use for children under 16. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. The overall blanket approval for the other one, for BioNTech or whatever it's called, the one that's not fully done yet, does that include, is the way you read it, that does not include a full FDA authorization until at least 2023 or 2024 when these other studies are completed, correct?
That's the way I read it. That seems to be the way it's written. And by the way, in terms of the timelines, I just wanted to go back to that. There's a statement that the BLA acknowledges, so that's the license for the BioNTech product. Here's the language. The BLA acknowledges long-term myocardial issues with a five-year follow-up, which is consistent with the lower range of long-term follow-up for gene therapy products. It appears that banging on them that they haven't applied the gene therapy checklist may have succeeded, and they appear to now, without acknowledging it, being starting to apply the requirements that are applied for gene therapy products. But in terms of the cardiac issues, they acknowledge that the myocardial issues will require a five-year follow-up.
But once this is in place, can the FDA would then have to come back and issue an emergency use authorization for the second one for children, correct? That's clearly not done right now. Is that correct?
I would imagine that what they will do is an emergency use authorization for the pediatric population for Pfizer. So that will keep Pfizer indemnified, because that's something that Pfizer has been seeking in all of their worldwide contracts with other governments, is full indemnification. They will not sell you vaccine unless you waive liability if you're a government, head of state, or whatever. So that's the Pfizer position, is we don't want to own the liability here. And, you know, that raises the question, what is it they're so scared about? If these are fully safe vaccines, why does Pfizer believe that it has to have liability protection?
Now, that's the guy who invented the vaccine. And we can do this all day long. Oh, yeah, there's no information. I had some guy tell me the other day that the biggest threat to this country is Fox News and the Internet.
Wow.
I mean, that's how lost these guys are. And you know,
is that like after he took his vaccine or before?
And it's like the chat room. It's like having a conversation with your 7 year old, and you're trying to talk to them, and they plug their ears and start screaming. And that's all they do. At some point in time, you have to either do something to make them, you know, behave, or put them in their room, give them a spanking, but you can't talk to them as long as they're putting their fingers in their ears and screaming. That's what these idiots are doing in the chat room. That's all they're doing. Is that no matter what anybody says, they've got some smart ass comeback, they got some smart ass remark, some intellectual, impoverished, twisted thinking to respond with. And that's why they can no longer be allowed in there because of this. Now we got Terry back on the line. Let's go to Terry.
All right. Good morning, Terry. What you got?
Well, I wanted to respond. You know, the chat room that's on there, first of all, we do pay for the program.
Yep.
The other day, Carl had mentioned that, you know, somebody didn't like one of the ads that were being run. And because of that particular ad, you know, if the guy basically doesn't like the ad, he doesn't have to listen to it, but also the ads pay for everything. Well, the way radio works, folks, is that we pay for our program. We have literally paid tens of thousands of dollars over the last 10 years to have these programs on the air. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. That's just the way it works. But I think it's fair to say is it's not only the advertisers, but KCNR charges their people for programs. And I think that's fair to say, because I got a couple of phone calls on that. And I think that's fair to say. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's the way all radio stations work.
Yeah, we're not complaining about that.
No.
No, we're not complaining about that. And just saying that basically it's only advertisers, that's just not the case. You know, we're happy to pay for a service. But we do own the archives, and we should have a say on the chat room. And frankly, we try not to even watch ours because it's just a bunch of this rhetoric that frankly, Carl lets go. He lets it go on and on and on. Sometimes he said, even last week, he said he enjoyed it, some of it, and I understand that.
That's fine. That's fine for that. You know, Terry, that's fine for his show. But what we're trying to do is educate the public,
right.
get conversations going back and forth so that we can help people
right.
understand what's going on. So the essence of it is it's our chat room, and if we're just going to have a couple of disruptive children in there, then they're banned. I'm done. I mean, that's otherwise.
Why don't you just shut it down? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, if that's the case, and it is, you know, again, the archives are our property. You know, we pay for this program. We pay thousands of dollars for these programs over the years. And again, that's not a bad thing. It's just the way things work. But I think that people need to understand how it works. You know, this isn't just something that we have there that we don't, you know, that we don't pay for. And KCNR has been very good about to us, and we've been very good to them. And I think the thing is that I think we're all getting tired of this, not just your program and my program, but I know that Matt's program, that Nick's program, I could go on programs that are tired of this chat room.
Well, see what they
really
do.
And truly,
what they do, Terry, is this. They say, oh, then you don't believe in free speech. It's akin to somebody going into a movie theater and turning on a siren and saying, you guys don't believe in a free exercise of communication. You know, that's not a free exercise.
It doesn't matter.
They can go get their own program. They can shout from the rooftops.
Right.
They can do whatever they want. They can get their own chat rooms. Nobody's stopping them from doing anything. But what they're trying to do is stop us from free speech.
Oh, wait. Now, wait a minute. I thought they had a program. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah. Except
that
they're...
That program doesn't exist anymore?
No.
Oh.
I wonder why.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, really and truly, I think that... you know, we need to start looking at reality and what reality is here. I'm excited about our podcast. I'm excited about the programs that will be moving to the podcast, along with and in addition to these programs we have on the radio. But I think the real deal is that, you know, I think that something has to be done to where if everything is disruptive and everything else, why even have it on there?
Yep,
and that should be the prerogative of the people paying for the service.
Well, they're no longer in the chat room, period, Terry. And my message to them is go ahead and roll another one, buddy, and just stay away.
Okay, anyway, I just wanted to bring that forward. Good program, guys. And you're so right about the vax and all this stuff. And that's another thing, too. A lot of people that have gotten the vax, I can think of dozens of people that I know personally that have gotten not only the vaccine, but now they're in a position where they've gotten COVID again.
Yeah, yeah. And they're the spreaders by all the data that I can find. They say, look for the science, and when you look at the science and it counters their argument with facts that discount what their agenda and their narrative is, they don't want to listen to the science. They only want to listen to one side of the science that supports their agenda, not supports reality.
And I think the other thing is, too, is I think that, you know, fence sitters, you guys are right. Matt was right this morning. Janet was right this morning. There's no room for fence sitters. And as Franklin said, because all the fences were picket back during the Revolutionary War, they were all picket fences, that most people who are fence sitters end up being impaled.
We're at a hard break. We're at a hard break, Terry.
You're going to cut us off. Okay, if you want to hang on, brother. We'll be back in about 5. We will see you on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Hurricane Ida has come ashore at this hour in Louisiana with the eye of one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the U.S., arriving near the barrier island of Grand Isle with winds of 150 miles per hour. Ida's landfall today comes on the same date as Hurricane Katrina ravaged Louisiana and Mississippi 16 years ago, about 40 miles west of where the Category 3 Katrina first struck land. U.S. forces have conducted another drone strike against the Islamic State group affiliate in Afghanistan.
Speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss military operations, U.S. officials say the strike hit a vehicle carrying multiple Islamic State suicide bombers heading for the Kabul airport. A military official says the strike caused significant secondary explosions, indicating the presence of a substantial amount of explosive material in the vehicle. Two senior U.S. officials say the intended target was hit, and initial reports indicate no civilian casualties, but they are assessing any collateral damage. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. military aircraft are flying food tarps and other material into southern Haiti this weekend.
Humanitarian efforts are focusing on helping people hit by the recent earthquake to make it through hurricane season. Aircraft flying out of the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, arrived throughout the day Saturday in the mostly rural mountainous southern peninsula. That area is the epicenter of the August 14th earthquake. Most aid supplies will go to remote mountain communities where landslides destroyed homes and small farms.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. A SpaceX shipment of various items is on its way to the International Space Station at this hour. A recycled Falcon rocket blasted off early this morning from the Kennedy Space Center. More on these stories at townhall.com.
He's pushing Lawson back, landing blows, Lawson returns. Oh, a big shot!
You're out of your mind if you think this family can pick you up every time you fall.
A struggling father must fight for what matters most.
Dylan Wright came in this morning. He wants to fight you.
With his faith against the ropes.
This is your opportunity to get back on your feet.
Witness this story of redemption.
You got to know who it is you're fighting for. That's the fight, Bo.
I can't believe I'm saying it, that Bo Lawson can go 10 years without a competitive fight, and here he is going toe-to-toe with the world champion. No one expected this out of him.
A Father's Fight, now streaming on Salem Now. Look for Salem Now in the App Store or at salemnow.com.
A mea culpa from a communications giant.
T-Mobile told nearly 50 million customers whose personal data was stolen it was truly sorry for the breach. In a written statement, CEO Mike Sievert says the company spends a lot of effort to try to stay ahead of criminal hackers, but didn't live up to the expectations they have for themselves to protect their customers. A 21-year-old American living in Turkey told the Wall Street Journal he was responsible and blamed T-Mobile's lax security for making it possible. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A passenger ferry ran aground on an island near the Spanish island of Ibiza.
leaving a child and a man requiring hospitalization late last night. Nearly 40 people were evacuated from the vessel, and Spain's Maritime Rescue Service says the helicopter had to pitch in as well. The ferry had 35 passengers on board, plus a crew of 9. It emitted a call for help late last night, saying it had run aground. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Pfizer is spending more than $2 billion in cash to buy another drug maker focused on potential cancer treatments.
New York-based Pfizer says it'll pay $18.50 for each share of Trillium Therapeutics, or more than double the stock's 60-day weighted average price. Trillium has no products on the market. Its potential treatments include biologics that aim to prime a patient's immune system to detect and destroy cancer cells. Its two lead candidates are in early-stage testing and focus on hematology. That includes blood, bone marrow, and lymph node cancers like leukemia or lymphoma. Jeremy House reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 29th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including actor Elliot Gould, who is 83 years old today. Former Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew turns 66. Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch is 54. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. Yeah, I want to answer the question on Philip 01 in the chat room. Do we believe there's a COVID crisis? Yeah, a COVID crisis that has been exacerbated by vaccines that don't work, that compromise your immune system, and they're the ones that are spreading the virus. Is there a problem? Yeah. Because they've done
everything. Are people getting sick? Yeah.
Because they've done absolutely everything the opposite of what works. What works is if you get sick, you go home, you survive the flu, you get immunity. You don't go down and get a vaccine that compromises your immunity. And then you have to keep getting booster shots. And then go look at the data, look at the science. If you guys want to look at the science, it says that 75% of the people – well, let's go to Israel. Look at the data in Israel. They had 80% of the guys in Israel or whatever the numbers are taking the vaccine, and guess what? They're all getting sick.
Right. And it's not a vaccine. I like to express that over and over again. And I was looking at a chart the other day showing you how many years it takes of testing, like for polio or, you know, in the past when they are vaccines. It's not like in a year and a half, okay?
Well, and see,
you know, to be approved.
Well,
hello.
And the ones that are that always get the coverage of the guys that say to get the vaccine. There's tons and tons of the medical profession out there that say don't get the vaccine. Do a little homework on the other side of the equation. I do look at both sides of the equation, okay? But the other side doesn't. And all they want to do is throw bombs. So it's not a matter of banning one side or the other. It's a matter of, do you want to have a conversation about reality? Do you want to look at the evidence? Do you want to participate in this experiment we call a discourse to find the truth? You know, that's the question. And if we're being constantly misled, constantly lied to, constantly being thrown prolo-feed crap from a news organizations that are being proven to be lying constantly, one after the other, in an effort to, for whatever reason, are they being paid by the vaccine guys? Are the vaccine guys in control? I mean, you guys always talked about how big government and big pharma was the, they were the bad guys. Now all of a sudden they're the good guys. And oh, the government's out of control when Trump's in there. And now all of a sudden the government's cool. They're all right. They can do anything they want. You know, so it's, the argument is so disingenuous coming from these people. Like I said, they're like little kids that plug their ears and start screaming.
And we know doctors and hospitals are getting kickbacks. That's been proven.
It's all proven. Okay,
yeah,
so
I'm just saying, you know, why are they so anxious to
why would
you care if you got paid or not?
The guy that invents some of it is saying, if it works so well, why do they have to keep it in an emergency status so there's no liability to the manufacturers?
And then you ask some of these doctors that say, get the jab, and you say, would you give it to your own family? And they say, oh, hell no. It's okay for me to do that to
you
my
can't,
family.
You can't have, it's okay to have an abortion, but it's not okay for you to refuse the vaccine. Because over here it's your body, your choice, but over here it's the government's body, their choice. You can't see. There's too many things that are being twisted around, and you need to get the vaccine and all this stuff because you're selfish. Well, if the vaccine works so well, why do I need to get it?
Why do you care if I get it?
Why
or
do
not?
You care if I get it? It's the same for the mask. What it is that it's, as far as I'm concerned, this is an IQ test. If my immunity is better than the vaccine by every measure, why would I want to go get a vaccine that compromises my immunity? That then I start spreading the disease by all measures. That then affects other people. And so who's really benefiting from all of this?
Well, and let's think about this for a minute, okay? So you have a virus that now what they're saying is that, hey, you all need to get this vaccine. Every man, woman, right. child, and even your pets all need to get this vaccine because otherwise it's going to mutate. Okay, so think about this. The mutation that they're concerned about that we're already seeing happen is the virus is mutating to not be able to have the spike protein work. Where would they be seeing the spike protein with that virus? In the people who were vaccinated. The guy who actually created the mRNA went on Steve Dace's show 2.5 weeks ago and actually said exactly this. He said that what they're doing right now with just throwing a vaccine that wasn't ready at this is actually going to cause mutations and could cause an I Am Legend type event. Not from the people that are unvaccinated, but from the people that are introducing new elements.
It's come back to the question, how come these guys are all sick? But they're believing the same guys that are saying that it's all good for you to begin with. They don't ever look at the other side.
Well, and this is the problem. They don't have the opportunity to look at the other side. This is as of 15 hours ago.
Well,
Twitter.
But they're not they don't want to look at any other news sources. It's like the guy.
They have blinders.
They got blinders on because it's like the guy that said, hey, the problem is Fox News and the internet. No, the problem is you're getting lied to from a lot of different ways. And you need to do a little bit of your homework and research both sides of the argument so you see what's going on. At least try to come to truth somewhere because these are the same guys that are telling you that this thing was going to be over in 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, 15 days is slow to spread. Now we're at what? I can't even say.
Well, it's like I posted a meme in here.
533 days to slow the spread? So listen to this for a second. Twitter permanently bans and suspends Alex Berritson over coronavirus tweets. If permanently banned and suspended... former New York Times journalist and author Alex Benson, a critic of coronavirus lockdowns and mandates from its platform.
So they censor anybody that disagrees with it.
Exactly.
There's the point. So let's get back. Here's Bill de Blasio. This is a clear-cut example. I don't know. Is Travis in there?
Yeah, he's in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's listen to this clear-cut example of the agenda with Bill de Blasio here and you know, telling us. See, they keep moving the goalposts. So here we go.
Beans do well when they have carrot and stick.
So did you hear that? Human beings do well when they have carrot and stick. this you can't make this up.
Mandate helps people to realize it's time. FDA final approval on Pfizer said it's time.
Which, by the way, we just proved, and I got the letters from the FDA, that it wasn't approved. It was a bait and switch to something that's not even on the market.
I was going to say, it's not even actually the vaccine.
Which you can prove by reading the letter from the FDA and doing your own homework.
It's not even that.
See, they don't do any of this. If MSNBC tells them this is the way it is, well, that's the way it is. If Channel 7 tells them, well, there's more people in the hospital that are unvaccinated, they don't check. That's the problem, all right? So the truth is only what you want, what they want you to believe in these guys' mind. It's the internet. No, are you kidding me? That's like saying the telephone is the problem. Because if you're talking to some communist sympathizer or you're talking to some conservative, then it's the telephone that's the problem, not the people that's giving you the information, right? It's just stupid. Here we go, a little more.
We could do something else that would really help us all move forward. Speed the approval of the vaccine for the 5 to 11-year-olds. It's time for that.
What?
Yeah.
Now we don't have approval, really. He's lying about that.
And now we
need to vaccinate all the kids.
Yeah.
With the stuff that hasn't been approved, that's still under the Emergency Authorization Act, and they're lying about the approval on the FDA. Really?
This is MSNBC.
This is the guys they're listening to. And they don't get any of this commentary. They don't get any of the proof. They don't get any of the truth. They don't look at any of the other side of the arguments. They listen to this guy go, look, we gotta get the kids because it's out of control. Are you kidding me? Here we go.
Look, if we can get that last piece done, because right now we can vaccinate kids 12 and up. We're having a lot of success in New York City getting that done. But we need that last piece. And we need every child in America back in school. So I know Joe Biden cares, to his great credit. I know the team's working nonstop. But they've got to make this a central priority.
Wait.
Last piece to what?
Total control?
I'm just asking, what puzzle
control
are we putting together with this last piece?
Exactly. The mandates for everyone to get a vaccine, just like this AB 455 that's coming out, which I have a copy of the text right here in front of me. And this is from an assembly member, and somebody might be able to send me where to get a hold of this assembly member. Wicks, something. Anyway,
we got a couple callers. Do we want to go ahead and
Go ahead and do it. I'm kind of on a rant here.
So I believe we have Chris first. Good morning, Chris. What do you
got
for us? Good
morning. A couple subjects.
Okay.
First off, did you happen to see the speech that Biden gave the day after the bombing, whenever it was?
Yeah.
The first thing he said, he talked about his kid that was in the service that died,
mm-hmm.
trying to equate him to the heroes. That kid died on U.S. soil after being in the service, and he died of cancer in his own land. He does not equate to our heroes that died over there in Afghanistan.
Mm-mm.
But that was the first words out of his mouth was about his kid.
Well,
second, huh?
Go ahead.
Second thing, you know the old adage, your acorn doesn't fall far from the tree?
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Biden is a loser and was able to blame everybody else for anything that happened in his life. Biden's doing the exact same thing as president. He is nothing but a worn-out, old, drunken Irishman. That's all he is.
I'm not even going to touch that.
I was going to say something about the Irishman, but I'm going to leave it alone.
He's just an old, drunk Irishman. And the next thing is on the vaccine. I had a horrible response to the vaccine, which I am still fighting. I received the first dose on April 29th. By May 1st, I couldn't stand up, I couldn't walk, I couldn't use my hands. It was like my entire body broke out in rheumatoid arthritis. So I go to the doctor, and I'm trying to get a referral to a rheumatologist that treats this type of stuff. The rheumatologists are all booked until after the first of the year. I tried Sacramento, I tried Chico, I tried Medford, I tried every rheumatologist I could find to try to get this thing treated. The only thing that saved my keister was my brother-in-law, who was a doctor in Texas, and he was educated at Baylor. So he went and got a hold of his cohorts in Baylor to find out what the hell to do with this thing. So the first thing was to put me on prednisone, which immediately shut down my immune system response, because apparently my immune system's too strong, and I had an overreaction to the vaccine. Now, once we got it calmed down with the prednisone, I'm on hydroxychloroquine, and I'm going to be on that for months.
Yeah, the stuff that actually works.
Yes. But this is, I was in shock when I found out you can't even see a doctor to treat the adverse effects that you have.
Well, you know, the same thing happened to Eric Clapton. You know, here's another example. The guy almost said he couldn't. He's been playing songs because he got vaccinated, and he couldn't play with his hands anymore, and he almost couldn't walk. I mean, and that's all documented. You can Google it. There it is. But that never made the mainstream news media. How screwed up, I mean, is that? If he had gotten any other thing that was, in line with their agenda and their narrative, he'd have been all over mainstream news.
My reaction was so bad. I had 3 days that the only way I could have had any mobility is I had to crawl on my hands and elbows because my hands and wrists and shoulders were so bad. My ankles and knees, I couldn't stand up. I couldn't walk. I couldn't drive a car because I couldn't even grip the steering wheel.
Did anybody interview you about this? Did anybody talk to you about this? Did it get reported anywhere?
Yeah, did the doctors report it to the VAERS?
They have what they call a VAERS report, VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. It's nothing but a runaround. My doctor's supposed to fill out the report, which he didn't do, so I did it myself online. You're supposed to get this VAERS number. It's supposed to help you get treatment for all this crap. So, and it's run by the FDA and what's the other one? The CDC.
Right.
So I got a hold of the CDC, and they basically laughed at me. And they said, we cannot give any medical advice. We are nothing but a bunch of statisticians. And all we do is gather numbers.
Right.
We can't give you diagnosis. We can't refer you to anybody, nothing. So then I called the FDA, which I never got to a live person. So I finally called VAERS, the group that's running that vaccine system. Mm-hmm. And she said that we have no idea where the information is going. We have never seen a report about anything from the VAERS system. And the lady I was talking to, her son had a very similar response to mine. And I said, well, what happened? She goes, well, they did the prednisone and they did the hydroxychloroquine and all the other stuff that you're doing. She said, then one day he woke up and it was gone. And I said, well, how long did that take? She goes, 6 months.
Wow.
So what it is my immune system's attacking my body.
Right.
It's attacking my joints.
See,
my
that's
body.
The whole thing that these guys will not concede is that I had COVID early on, and I have not been sick a day since. I have not worn a mask. I have not avoided any crowds. I have not avoided anything because my immune system is much better than the vaccination system.
Yeah, after I got it, I haven't been sick. I did have some fever and chills, but that ended up coming from the kidney stones.
I haven't had anything.
Yeah.
The only reason I even considered getting the vaccine is I wanted to travel to go see my sister.
I understand. I mean, right. Not everybody knew what the nobody knows what the long term side effects were. Nobody knew what the adverse reactions. They're hiding all the data. They're censoring anything that contradicts the narrative, and that's the problem.
And you're going to wonder about
hiding the data.
Yep.
Yeah.
There are such a large number of people having adverse reactions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want anybody to know.
Yep. That's
doesn't
it.
Doesn't it make you wonder? These are the same people that you went to for help. And they couldn't help you, but they want you to get the jab. No problem. Get the jab. Take the shot, you know.
Hey, listen.
But if anything happens, don't call us, you know.
Listen, Chris, thanks for the call. We totally appreciate it. You're welcome to call back anytime. But we do have another caller waiting unless you got something else.
No, thank you.
All right, thanks, Chris. We appreciate the call. Go ahead.
Jimmy, good morning.
Are you there? Jimmy.
Are you on, Jim? Did we lose you, Jimmy?
Jimmy, I see Jimmy and I see Travis.
There we go. He's on.
You're on the air, Jimmy. What you got?
Okay, hey, real quick, you know, everybody's talking about these vaccinations and how they're being pushed. I want to know how much each vaccination, each shot costs, mm-hmm. because the taxpayers are paying for that.
Yeah, they have a contract.
You know, like you said, Mark. The big pharma used to be the enemy of the people, but now, they're the greatest thing since, you know, sliced bread.
Well, they got a contract with the government for every shot. That's what this is all about. They're making billions. They're making billions.
That's my point. There are people making billions of dollars off this. This is why they're really pushing it. How much does each vaccination, each shot cost? Because We have given 160 million people in this country a vaccination, not including all the doses we have sent abroad. And we, the taxpayers, have paid for that. How much? Nobody's talking about how much that has cost us. And that's my point. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks, Jimmy, for calling. And no. It's getting to with the insurance. Have you heard with the insurance in this that people aren't going to be able to have health insurance, and they're not going to be able to do this, and they're not going to be able to do that unless they're vaccinated?
You know, there's a part of this that, well, obviously authoritarian, but there's actually, I can kind of see where they're going with this from the standpoint of what this is. So we're going to have these shots on about every 5 months. You're going to end up getting one of those shots.
Right.
Well, when you go through and you look at what mRNA technology was originally developed to do, it's amazing technology. You can go through and you can eliminate cancer with it. You can cause the mRNA to basically eradicate cancer. But you might have to break a few eggs getting there.
Well,
you might have to push a few things down
the line. I don't want to be one of the omelets.
So you look at what the plan might actually be moving forwards, just from a logical conclusion that mRNA can eradicate AIDS, it can eradicate cancer, it can eradicate basically all disease, but necessarily you're not going to be able to have everybody live forever then at that point.
Well,
so you kind of need to make sure that the people that are left over are able to live a very good life, but that involves having some people not being around.
Sucks to be you, man!
And the people that might not be able to have mRNA, well, they might just die.
Here's one. So they're
making a choice who wants to live, who's going to live and who's not?
That's a plausible theory as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so here's something to throw under the fire. Japan pulls 1.6 million, I'm not sure what an alien is, doses of Moderna after discovering they react to magnets.
They're contaminated.
This is a true story. This is the headline. I don't know. I mean, I didn't vet this thing, but evidently about 1.6 million down there in the headline of the Moderna's coronavirus vaccine have been taken out of use in Japan because of contamination reported in some vials. Okay, the Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare said early Thursday several vaccine centers have reported that the vaccines contained foreign matter, according to an announcement from them. So we'll just forget about that. We will pretend that doesn't happen. That will make no mainstream media.
Nope.
And
no
we'll
problem.
Just walk along. Whistling by the graveyard, going, well, that's that's lying. They're all the only ones that are getting sick are the guys that are unvaccinated.
Yeah, and that's all that's in the hospital is people that get it and they're unvaccinated. No
Look
other condition.
Around.
Now, no other condition puts you in the hospital. None. Zilch.
Now we got the trolls trying to be civil and ask questions, and when you answer them or say point them in a different direction or do something different or think about something else, they just keep doing the same thing over and over.
I just want the facts. I want the studies. I want to see what actually is the truth and get to the bottom of it. You can't have that, though, when you're banning people off Twitter, and you can't have that one way or the other.
Right.
When you end up seeing that 160 million people have gotten this vaccine, you have about 6,000 deaths is what's reported via VAERS. You did have some weird sketchy stuff to where they removed a bunch of deaths, and it also could very well be underreported.
Well,
so these are the questions that we want.
I talked to a police officer the other day that said that they were involved in a person getting run over. Okay, the guy was dead.
Died
on. That's exactly right. Yep. The examiners came in and they marked him as dying of COVID because they did a test on him and he had COVID. You know, which by the way, the tests are all skewed and they've since thrown them out.
I can't really.
But
know.
So that
kids were getting out of school from dipping their test in freaking orange juice. Give me a break.
That's what I'm saying. They had the test so skewed and so turned up that your tennis shoe would test positive.
Yeah, you really can't test for it.
And on top of all that,
they're not
testing
for the Delta
variant. Well, and here's, you know, this vaccine thing. Just okay. So first, I'll give you two tickets to go out to dinner, and then it was to the circus, and then we'll enroll you in $1.5 million lottery down to Sacramento. Get your shots, you know.
If you want to work at the hospital, we'll give you $15,000 to sign on.
Does that sound a little bit like de Blasio's carrot and the stick?
I find it very interesting. The same people that say coercion is not consent are the same people
we got to go to our caller
because we're going to go to a break.
Good morning, Pete. Is it okay? Peter. Yeah, you're on, Peter.
You're on, Peter. Hurry up. You got two minutes.
I love you guys. Listen, I'm out here mending some sprinkler systems because all the little critters are out here drinking water, you know, because I got it on. And, you know, I'd rather be keeping them alive than 50% of Americans these days. But, look, I just wanted to turn around and say kudos to Patrick Jones last night and all you guys.
Yep. Thank you. But I
wanted people out there to know that, I'm heavily involved in water. This a-hole midterm, Patrick Midterm, the Director of Public Works, is a terrible, terrible, evil little man. But anyway, so there's a water system out here. Midterm has sent us bankrupt, did not raise 1 cent for us in grant money, but got $830,000 for his mate Modi, in a couple of months. So anyway, I just found out last night, we got all our pumps burnt out except one. Anyway, so I just found out from Patrick Jones last night that the sugar loaf there, which has been without water for probably a year plus, and the taxpayer has sent them out bottled bloody water to keep everybody alive. Anyway, so Patrick Jones rang up Minturn and said, and I hope Patrick doesn't mind me telling this, he rang up Minturn and said, listen, this is a serious situation here. It's been going on for so long. Their tanks are all rusted out. Their pipes are all rusted out. What are you going to do about it? And Minturn basically said nothing at this time. And Patrick turned around and said, well, if you don't do something about it, I'm going to take the money out of general fund. In a very short time, Minturn found $2.7 million grant money.
Wow.
To fix Shula.
Wow.
And hopefully there's some money left out of it for where he screwed us up out here. So I just want to put that, what a difference a good man makes on the Board of Supervisors.
We appreciate your call, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
And letting people know. And thanks for coming last night. We enjoyed having you.
Oh, I love being there. God bless you.
All right. With that, we need to go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Somebody's knocking. Should I let him in? Lord, it's the devil. Would you look at him? I've heard about him, but I never.
Staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now.
due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%. And as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
A little bit of the Moody Blues there, the voice. Okay, we got a clip here. Let's play this real quick. This is our friend JP.
Are you sick of all these right-wing coffee companies coming out of nowhere?
Like Black Rifle Coffee Co. or AK-47 Fuck You Coffee Company?
Are you tired of hearing opinions and viewpoints that are different than yours?
And you wish everyone would just shut up and watch CNN in peace, and also you really enjoy vegan hemp milk lattes? Introducing
Inclusive Progressive Coffee Roasters of Tolerance.
We've got more buzzwords in our name than a cardboard sign at your local protest.
So you know we make good coffee. CNN calls us the only coffee you should drink unless you're racist.
The New York Times writes, the most inclusive, exclusive coffee company in the world.
And the White House says, if you don't drink this coffee, we will deport you. We're the first coffee company to introduce critical coffee theory, which is all about how oat milk has risen over the years to drive out black coffee drinkers through violent and oppressive coffee orders.
We need to teach our children that they should be the ones to apologize to black coffee drinkers and to think about their oat milk privilege 24 hours a day.
Happy to be the only coffee that can wake up President Biden in the morning.
We're proud to have 843 varieties of coffee, one for each gender.
Try all of our tolerant roasts, like the Cuomo is Innocent Italian blend,
Pelosi's Progressive Pour Over Dark Roast,
Please Censor Me Morning Blend,
Decaffeinate the Police Light Roast,
and the I'm Sorry for Calling Taiwan a Country Medium Roast.
Our non-binary brewing methods will trigger your outrage over things that have nothing to do with you. Roasted to perfection, just like a federal courthouse in Portland.
Order a bag of tolerant coffee today, and we'll give you a free caffeination card, which will soon be mandatory in order to enter our stores.
That's right. We aggressively believe you shouldn't be able to participate in society unless you have proof of caffeination.
We get all of our coffee beans sourced straight from Venezuela and Cuba. We heard there's some other stuff going on there, but we just love their beans.
Get on our socialism subscription service. At the beginning of the month, we'll send you enough premium beans for one cup of coffee, and then you get to reuse those same grounds for the rest of the month. We call it demicaffeinated socialism. It's different.
We're the Inclusive Progressive Coffee Roasters of Tolerance.
We know you have a choice when it comes to getting caffeinated or not,
and we look forward to making that choice for you.
Boy, that's a lot to unpack there, but how truthful is a lot of that crap?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have an article.
Okay.
About how truthful that was?
Yeah, actually. So, this is as of today's date, as of CDC goes woke, demands Americans use inclusive language for their health. The CDC has released new inclusive language that they want the American public to use in place of lots of already extant words, which are typically used to describe individuals or groups. They've released the inclusive language that they want the American public to use in place of a lot of the words, especially in place of single words that are used. The CDC wants us to put the word person first, before the descriptor, except in the areas where they believe the group's identity supersedes individual identity, as in race, ethnicity, gender, or sexual orientation. There are many examples of this in categories such as corrections and detentions, where words for prisoner or criminal or otherwise be replaced with people or persons who are incarcerated or detained, or persons in pretrial charge. In the category of disability, terms like differently abled should be replaced with people with disabilities of disability. A person with drug users, an addict and drug abusers, should be instead persons who use drugs, people who inject drugs.
Boy, it's like these the people are right out of 1984, change the meanings of all the words so that they don't mean anything anymore.
So that was today's date. Yesterday's date, August 27th, as of Daily Wire, CDC now targeting gun violence restarts research program on epidemic of firearms deaths. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has branched out from issuing COVID-19 recommendations, and its director, Dr. Rochelle Wolski, now says that Health Service Agency will be restarting its dormant gun violence research program in order to assess the epidemic of firearms deaths and injuries. Y'all see where this is going?
What?
It's crazy.
I mean, really? And so I'm going to rant for about 5 minutes. Let's just...
Well, hurry up. I got a couple other things we need to cover that are important, so...
All right, so I just want to throw this out here. You have these same people that have these political motivated groups, Greenpeace and all these rest of these groups that are turning around and shutting down mining and things like that here right. in the United States. Like over in literally Alaska, we have $2 trillion of copper. By 2030, they want us all in these electric vehicles, right? Well, according to all the research I've done, we'd need as much copper as was mined in the last 5,000 years to do that. However, we're not allowed to touch this small spot of land in Alaska to mine this up because of all these organizations who, incidentally enough, are set up and backed by the same organizations that literally have children mining cobalt in the Congo.
Right.
So you got 12-year-old girls
over there.
It's about
killing the economy. That's about killing the economy.
And enriching these same people.
Absolutely. No question.
If I can.
So I need to get this out here before it gets lost in the shuffle here. I need everybody to call Rancho Cucamonga and say you are opposed to AB 455. I posted it on my Facebook page, and the number there is, it only takes about a minute, and the number is 909-919-7731. Again, that's 909-919-7731, and say that you're opposed to AB 455, because that's the bill that's going to make it mandatory to do anything in public to have a vaccine. And, that's the office of the person who's promoting it, the congressman, and I'll read just a section, a congresswoman, I guess I should say.
A congressperson.
I'm sorry. I forgot my pronouns. Oh, whatever, man. Sorry.
The CDC just told you how to do that.
I'm calling the CDC's correctional facility, and they will be in here with cuffs for you shortly.
So under this amendment to this law, proof of vaccination status required pursuant to this section, blah, 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 so that an established employee, authorized agent, so business, this is to force you to have proof of vaccine everywhere you go, public or private. I mean, come on. A restaurant, lunchroom, lunch counter, house, theater, concert hall. In other words, they're going to ban you from society if you don't do what the hell you're told. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Even though exactly.
No, I'm just going to go ahead and take a playbook out of Joe Biden's playbook, and despite the fact that the Supreme Court said it, I'm going to do it anyway.
Right.
All right. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Rich. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, how's my volume?
Pretty good.
All right. A couple more puzzle pieces for the puzzle.
Go ahead.
Remember, very, very recently, FDA says you're not considered vaccinated within the first 2 weeks of vaccination. Everybody remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another piece of the puzzle. Last week here in Shasta County, Public Health releases a statement that three people died from the coronavirus that were unvaccinated, a 40-year-old, a 50-year-old, and a 70-year-old. So it's entirely likely those people had the vaccination, but it hadn't reached the two-week mark yet. This is criminal activity. This is lying from our county public health. And how do you get rid of Karen Ramstrom? You recall our Board of Supervisors
yep.
majority.
Yep.
Any questions of me?
No.
That was pretty clear. What's
happening?
Pretty
good there, Rich. I mean, that's the real deal. Is we got to get rid of these guys at the Board of Supervisors in order to take control of these counties and start firing these people. That's why they're so deathly afraid of what we're doing. That's why they're so deathly afraid of the recall. They're afraid of the people actually waking up and taking control of the government,
and finding
which is
out
what
the truth.
Is supposed to be in the first place. And all these other guys have got some kind of dog in the hunt, have got some kind of axe to grind, are getting some kind of payoff. These guys, they want to destroy America. And that's the real deal. They want to tear down the Constitution. They don't want individual rights. They want some kind of foreign utopia that is going to take care of everyone and everything that never existed to begin with.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, so if you don't think we can't go back to the obituaries and look up the 40-year-old, 50-year-old, and 7-year-old that died probably a couple of days prior to that county health announcement, and now they said, hey, these people were not vaccinated. I don't know. I think they might be skirting the line of a HIPAA violation by saying, wow, these people died, and here's part of their medical record stating they weren't vaccinated. So our county health, they are complicit in the lies. They are complicit in our local people dying. They are complicit. This is criminal, and how she has not been suspended, terminated, whatever, as we have publicly called for months now at the board chambers. This is criminal at so many levels.
And
great, so I'm going to get out of here.
All right, thanks,
Rich.
Rich. Well, here's another thing that you got to. Why are all these medical professionals, protesting in big numbers, saying we're not going to get vaxxed? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they doing that? Because they don't understand what's going on. They're the ones on the front line. How come they don't want to get vaxxed? I mean, a huge portion of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just got to ask yourself the question.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in regards to what he's saying there, the reason why that's so important is, so I know a guy personally who he got the vaccination, and that night he went home and he died, and they said it was an enlarged heart.
Right.
And that's one of the things that you can end up seeing.
So you're going to skew it. If the results are not what you want, you're going to hide it. And if the results are what you want, you're going to promote it.
But that's the thing. So if he got the vaccine but didn't end up having the vaccination for 2 weeks to be credibly vaccinated, his death is reported as unvaccinated.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the reason why it's important here is – no, the moment that crap goes in your arm, you're vaccinated.
It's supposed to be. And I want to go back to what Rich said about HIPAA, and that was the
point. At least in terms of reporting.
Right. I was saying about a friend of mine at the hospital. They're taking down their information. How is that not a violation of the HIPAA laws?
Mm-hmm.
And what are they doing with the information? Why do you need it? I'm just asking.
Okay, I just posted that. The number that I want everybody to call and say to, stop this AB 455 deal.
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to do about 10 different things. AB 455. Yes, that's it. All right. So we got about 15 minutes left. I guess we should try to concentrate on what we think is the most important.
I want to mention this.
I'm going to post something in the chat room about pulling your kids out of public school that Candace Owens put out there, and we want to make sure that people are understanding that. I don't have time to play it. I'm going to post it in the chat room or in the Facebook page and Gab. Because I think it's important to understand what's going on in the schools and your children and so forth. Go ahead, Dave.
So I wanted to mention this based upon the heels of what we're going to end up seeing over the course of the time that we have our Americans that are left over there. So this is from hotair.com. The Brits somehow seem to be getting their people out of Afghanistan. While the United States is warning all of its people to stay away from the airport in Kabul, it is basically ready to shut down the evacuation. Great Britain has been bringing people out of the country. In fact, they expect to have all of their citizens out today.
Wow.
But we're leaving lots of ours behind.
Yeah,
and what's the difference?
That's not on purpose.
And at the same time, we've got the Pentagon saying that the Taliban and the Haqqani are commingling as the State Department defends calling them separate entities. These are the same people that ended up saying, oh, none of these groups are commingling. This is the bad group. This is the bad group. Well, when the Taliban took over, they let a bunch of these ISIS-K members out of prison. They were currently locked up. They let them out. I also got this from the New York Post. In a letter dated May 2010, Al-Qaeda 9/11 mastermind wrote he had no assassination plots against Biden because he deemed him totally unprepared to lead the United States. Instead, bin Laden urged his followers to be on the lookout for then-President Obama. He told them that he was a high-priority target, aircrafts belonging to Obama and then-CIA Director David Petraeus. And they are not to target the U.S. Vice President Biden. The groups will remain on the lookout for Obama and Petraeus, bin Laden wrote. The reason concentrating on them is that Obama is the head of infidelity, and killing him will automatically make Biden take over his presidency for the remainder of the term, as the norm over there. Biden is totally unprepared for that post, which will lead the U.S. into total crisis.
Let's play this little clip from the mother of the U.S. Marine.
Yeah,
let's play this right now.
I'm going to take this call. I'm going to start with calls here. Kathy, Colorado, you're on the Wilcow Majority. Hello.
Hey, my son was one of the Marines that died yesterday. Sorry, I'm on the radio.
My son was
one of the Marines that died yesterday. 20 years and 6 months old, getting ready to come home from frickin' Jordan to be with his wife to watch the birth of his son. And that feckless, dementia-ridden piece of crap just sent my son to die. I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning to Marines at my door telling me my son was dead. So to have Ha on right before me and listen to that piece of crap talk about diplomatic crap with freaking Taliban terrorists who just freaking blew up my son and know nothing, to not say anything about, oh my God, I'm so sorry for the families. So my son is gone, and I just want all you Democrats who cheated in the election or who voted for him legitimately, you just killed my son.
I don't know if we want to go any farther than that.
Yeah.
I don't know what else is behind that. But I think it says it all. I think it says enough right there.
Well, and people need to understand this is so big, and it's so massive, and it's so ever-encompassing. It will be no time at all before those weapons are used against Israel. It will be no time at all before we see beheadings in the street of American citizens and people who helped us, who were forced to help us, frankly, over those last 20 years. This is going to be something to where these images are going to get out. It's not going to be the mainstream media, but it's going to be all over the media that is actually people.
Yeah,
sharing the video,
sharing the truth. I mean, you know, and just because you guys change your name in the chat room doesn't mean you still can't be banned, just so you know. At least you're being civil at this point. The real deal is they don't care about the truth. They don't look at any other sources. They don't vet anything. Oh, they are not scholarly sources. Yeah, like the New York Times, right? And CNN and the Washington Post, they're all scholarly, right?
It doesn't matter if they're scholarly or not. It's whether or not they agree with them.
Are they, that's exactly right. Are they telling the truth? So I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on because I want to get this out there. And, this is, goes to the recall. And in this particular case, it goes to the recall in California, the one down in Sacramento. This is from a couple days ago. This is the Federalist Papers. I'll post it in the Facebook. Right before recall election, California governor gets hit with a knockout blow from the state auditor. Right before California's recall election, the state governor just got hit with the worst possible news and one that deals him a potential knockout blow. The state auditor found massive financial and programmatic mismanagement under Governor Gavin Newsom's watch, most specifically the state's management of the COVID funds from the federal government. California was supposed to be the country's global policy-making model, but when you look at this devastating California state audit report, the mismanagement touching practically every facet of California's voters' lives It is touching. The water supply has been mismanaged. The prison system has been mismanaged. The health system has been mismanaged. COVID relief, jobless benefits, tens of billions of dollars in jobless benefit frauds. California teachers, retirement mismanagement. The education system, a problem. Okay, Democrats, you know, you can sit there and listen to CNN and Washington Post and it's a news cafe, whatever you want. But you don't look at facts. You don't care about this stuff. The California is going right into the toilet, and all you can talk about is pronouns and gender and disinformation and getting the jab.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely lunacy.
Well, in this article that was published 51 seconds ago, China is angry U.S. warships transited the Taiwan Strait again, even as the U.S. military is committed to a successful withdrawal of Americans from Afghanistan. It continues to maintain a presence around the world. If Beijing thought that perhaps the U.S. would be distracted by the events of Kabul this week, it was likely caught off guard by the transiting of the Taiwan Strait from a U.S. Navy-guided missile destroyer, which, interestingly, the last time that we did that, and the British did that, they basically said they were going to nuke us. So are they really trying to provocate this? Are they trying to bring that out? I mean,
Yeah. Well, and then China couldn't be behind any of this either. I mean, all the deals, all the money being spread around, you know, the virus, you know, gee, that couldn't be a biological warfare thing either, could it? Fauci, Mr. Ratface Fauci, who spread so many lies, you know, mask on, mask off, you know, clap on, clap off, you know, you got a mask on every side of your head, get the jab. The jab's no good. I mean, every lie on the payroll of Moderna, you know, getting stock, you know, from the Pfizer, you know, working with Bill Gates. None of that matters, right?
Well, and to that end, too. So yesterday, you had Biden that ended up meeting with the Israeli prime minister, and he was live on TV. He's going through and he's talking with him. He has a moment in time to where he says, I can't tell for sure he's asleep here. Perhaps he's just resting his eyes. I don't know. But what I do know is there's nothing normal about Biden hanging his head with his eyes closed for 30 seconds.
Nothing to see here.
I mean, 25th Amendment needs to be invoked, and as far as I'm concerned, we need to get Kamala out of there, too.
Well, you know, the problem is that they've lined up their little dominoes until the next election, you know, and if it's all fraudulent, it doesn't matter anyway. And, oh, boy, you're a racist, you're a homophobic, you're this, you're that. If you challenge the election fraud, and they've censored everything, they censor what's going on in Arizona, they censor everything, and then it's just ridiculous, you know, but we're just supposed to go along quietly with this program. Otherwise, you're violent. You're violent. Really?
Of course. I mean, it's like the whole thing with Bill de Blasio to say our Supreme Court is right-wing extremists.
Well,
I mean,
to say that they own your kids and you don't, you're going to get a virus or we're going to ban you from everything. You know, I got a big middle finger for all these idiots.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I posted it on my Facebook page. Just in case you wanted to know. Yeah. So, you know, this whole idea of poking fun at everybody and they're all a bunch of idiots, you know, and all their sources are just true and correct is such
Well, I'm going to say this. With what we see here, people should be calling these people out. People should be calling out what the Democratic Party is.
Yeah.
They're murderers. They're
right.
Vile murderers.
Yeah.
You vote for these gun-free zones that get people killed. You look at the places listed.
Who's violent? Who burns everything? Who causes all the problems? Who was shoot? Yeah, I mean, come on, really? You know, they go in and rob a liquor store, and then they get shot by the police, and the police is the violent one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many murders in Chicago? That's not violence. That's social justice, peaceful protests. Everybody's violent, but the guys that are violent is what they're saying. You know, I got to get this in. Nevada County Deputy Sheriff's Association releases a statement on vaccine mandates. They will not enforce it. Although Nevada County has not issued any vaccine mandates for its employees, we will recognize that the state issued orders requiring all healthcare and school staff to be vaccinated has negatively, in fact, impacted our community. The sheriffs are starting to stand up and go, we're not doing it.
sheriff's, fire department, even in New York, they're
the healthcare workers,
our military. Real quick, guys.
800,000 of our military are not vaccinated, and they're talking about court-martialing them.
From the Gateway Pundit, in regards to the Taliban, began shakedown of Joe Biden, offered to extend deadline if Biden will unfreeze their funds.
Assets. We saw that coming weeks ago. That's what this is all about. He's going to leave all these guys there, and now he's going to give them a bunch of money, give access to all of their accounts that were frozen, and supply them with military. Whose side is Joe Biden on? If that's not treason,
let's think about this.
Who's in line? Kamala Harris? And who's after Kamala Harris? Nancy freaking Pelosi? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, our government has been infiltrated, and if we don't do something about it other than just try to vote them out, this could go ugly, period.
Well, we need to be using the recall system across the entire nation. Yep. That's why it's so important.
Oh, and by the way, just to answer the question, yeah, the recall is going to go through. Yeah, Modi is going to get recalled. Yeah, we're working on Rickards.
On Joe.
Yes, I'm Joe.
Yeah, we're doing Joe too.
Well, do you mean Clemente? I was sitting here looking at Biden on my screen. I'm going, what?
Hello.
So,
it is happening. We're not giving up. We're not going away.
We got one.
It's
we're going after
happen.
Two. And two is a lot easier to win. Because one of the things about Modi that we had the smoke, we had the heat, we had the summer. We also had the fact that half of his districts burn out from a fire.
Yeah.
So that the numbers are kind of skewed on how many we had to get
on the votes. Yep.
Yeah. With that said,
I think we're at the end of the show.
Hand prayer for the people with Ida and then also our people that are over there in Afghanistan. Yeah.
You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Government is not eloquence. It is not reason. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Without the idiots, we couldn't laugh at them when they fall. So maybe we need them after all.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.